Hey everybody!
Welcome to the Kink Podcast. I'm your host Andy Nolch, and it is lovely to be back. Oh, did you miss me? Oh my god. Did you miss me? Huh? It's been a while since we've done a podcast, and the last podcast I did, I actually said I'm going to be stopping this podcast, but I lied. I realized I'm going to continue doing this podcast. It's very hard to fit into my schedule, but because it is quite easy to make, and it's not going to have guests, and it's not going to be professional, and it's going to have noises like this. Because of those things, I should be able to fit in one every 2 weeks. And also because there's just stuff that needs to get talked about that isn't being talked about enough. Something incredibly big has gone down. Probably the biggest thing in my life, probably the biggest thing in human history has gone down. When something like this can happen, I'm going to start talking about it soon. It's a topic of this podcast, but when something so epic can happen, it's like you need someone there talking about these things to try and work out what's going on. I mean, because the Kink podcast just deals in anything, and what's going to come in the future, I do not know. But people thought it was a bit wild that someone like Donald Trump could become president. And it is a bit funky and cool. But really, it's still quite normal that someone just is, you know, a sort of personality like Trump is. You know, it's still pretty normal. You know what I mean? Compared to what goes on, what I talk about in this podcast and what's happened. It's epic. So, I'll warn you quickly if you hear this noise. Don't worry, that's just me sipping on my green tea. Now, man, let me just mention, this Kink podcast will be on Andy Nolch's YouTube channel. And it will be in iTunes, so you can just search the Kink Podcast. And subscribe to it on both things. Now, even if you don't like it, subscribe to it. Give a mate a hand, huh? It just helps with the show and it helps make money on YouTube and that sort of stuff to subscribe. Okay. Oh, man. Sorry, I had a bit of a long day. All right, things have just gotten so epic. Okay, so today's podcast I'll be talking about the Mandela Effect. And most of you probably haven't heard of the Mandela Effect, but I think everyone should eventually find it, will eventually find out about it because it's such an epic thing. Oh my God. Where to begin? The Mandela Effect. Okay, so since the last podcast, I came across the Mandela Effect. And basically I saw a video on YouTube that popped and it was titled, it said, Sex in the City or Sex and the City? And this made me go, I was just like, that title captured my attention because I always remembered the show being called Sex in the City, and then maybe 5 years ago, I noticed it suddenly being called Sex and the City, and I thought they changed the name for marketing, and I thought it was really strange. I just thought either my memory was wrong or they changed the name for marketing, and I kind of left it at that, but I found it a bit puzzling. Because I think maybe at that time when I noticed that change, I asked one person, or maybe I typed it into the internet and it was just like suddenly like, no, it was always Sex and the City. And I was like, what the hell? Something wrong there, but I was busy and obviously just ignored it. So when I saw this video title, I was like, oh, this might explain what the hell that weird thing that happened to me years ago. So I clicked on it. And I guess I was expecting them to say how the name of the show was changed, and maybe it was kept a secret, the name of the show was changed, or that some sort of explanation as to why people heard Sex and the City or Sex in the City, because they can sound, when you say it quickly, they can sound the same. Sex, like in and can get confused. Anyway, so I just clicked on this document, like this YouTube video, because like the title just totally attracted my attention. Because I was like, yeah, what the hell is it? Sex in the City or Sex and the City? And a guy started talking about the Mandela effect, and he started saying how heaps and heaps of people remember the name of the show to be Sex in the City. Yet now it's called Sex and the City, and it has always been called Sex and the City if you go back to records and. Like it was never called Sex in the City, and so it's like, what? Why the hell did everyone remember it to be called Sex in the City? By the way, let me just remind you, what I'm talking about here is the biggest thing in humankind, like ever. Like it's epic. This is like bigger than putting a man on the moon. This topic, the Mandela effect, like what it means to the world and history and what's going on is just unbelievable. It is epic. It really, really is epic. All right, now, so the person who was talking about this Sex in the City and Sex and the City thing went on to mention other things that people remembered wrongly, apparently, and listed off some of the other things. And one of them was Berenstain Bears. So a lot of people remember it being called Berenstain Bears, but it was actually called it actually is called Berenstain Bears. It's a children's book or something. I never really seen it. But yeah, but a lot of people were like, it's called Berenstain Bears. Well, it's not Berenstain. And a lot of people were like, no, I specifically remember being taught how to spell it, and like their memories were real definite. The same as mine. Mine was pretty definite. It was Sex in the City. And I was like, okay, this is pretty interesting. And also in the video, he explained why it's called the Mandela effect, right? Because what happened was that when Nelson Mandela died in 2013, a lot of people, this is all a new thing. This wasn't around 10 years ago, the Mandela effect. This is a new word. It was coined in the past few years. When Mandela passed away, right? A lot of people were like, what the hell? I thought he died in the 80s. And a lot of people were like, no, I remember seeing the news reports, and everyone was like, I swear Nelson Mandela died in the 80s, right? And it was the same as the Sex in the City and Sex and the City thing. And all these people were like, no, we thought he died in the 80s. What the hell? What do you mean he died just now? And so a lot of people were thrown off by that. And so it was called the Mandela effect when all these people have a false memory about something. And it's quite a strange thing. And so at this stage, I was thinking, oh, this is a strange phenomenon. And it could be like bad memories that people have or something. Or this is just kind of strange. And then I think the next thing that I saw, and the next Mandela effect was that made me go, what the fuck? And like, you have to say the F word here. I don't want to swear on this podcast or anything, but it's necessary to drop the F bomb because it's so epic, the Mandela effect. It's so epic. The next one was how many states the USA has. And it said, Mandela effect. Does America have 52 states or 50 states? And it said that America has 50 states, but all these people seem to think it had 52 states. And I was like, what the hell? I thought it had 52 states, and I was pretty certain it had 52 states. And I even remember within the last 2 years looking up specifically on Wikipedia or Google, how many states does the USA have? Because I naturally do strange things. Now I don't know why, but I naturally look at maps and go, "Oh, what was this like?" And I think about things from what was it like in the 1800s, or what were things like in the 60s? And oh, I wonder what, like, I just, my mind just, and I sometimes I wonder why my mind goes off on these wonderings and thinkings about things. And I think there's reasons for it. I think it's the universe or God or whatever giving me exactly what I need or directing me in the right direction. I just noticed a lot of the times when I thought I had something that was a wrong, like, why do I always think about things compared to the 60s? Like, it would happen a fair few times. I'll be like, why, when I'm just working or doing something or catching a bus, for example, why do I think of the past or something? Like, why am I comparing it to the 60s? Like, I would think of things. I felt like my mind was sort of not really in my own control. But and in other areas of life, I noticed things were, like, not quite, I thought there was a problem, but then it always turned out to be good. In the end, it always turned out to be a good thing. And so this thing of me, this little habit I had where I would think about the past too much, I thought it was a problem. But now it's like, hold on, no, there's a reason why I kept on thinking about the past and kept on comparing things and kept on looking at maps. Because it was God or whatever giving me whatever I needed to work out what was going on. I just felt like a bit of a habit to do these things. Anyway, now I know why, because it's like, it was like directing me, and it was like, I don't know, something, some force telling me, wake up to the Mandela effect, look at your environment, work out what's going on, mate, here, look at the map, keep thinking about things compared to the 60s or whatever, and imagine what things will be like in the 30s, and look at the map, and keep on watching history documentaries. And anyway, so, you know, so I remember around 2 years ago actually looking up how many states the USA has, and I remember looking up how many countries Europe has, because, you know, I have this weird habit or whatever. I'm just interested in these sort of things. Like, I'm good at trivia and that, even though my memory is pretty bad. But I've got, like, a good general ability to do trivia. Anyway, and so I remember looking at the size of Europe and the size of America, and Europe is a smaller area space than America, but Europe has like about 48, or when I looked at it, right, this is how things are weird. When I looked at it about 2 years ago, it had about 48 countries in it. And I remember seeing America and it was like 52 states. And I was like, wow, America has shitloads of states. Cause I come from Australia where we have like five states. And they're all, like, mega big. They're all, like, the size of Texas. You know what I mean? So for someone from Australia, it's just, like, so, like, what the hell? And it seemed it it's just, like, well, that's a lot of states, 52 states. And some of them are just tiny. One of them is, like, a little island. Anyway, so I just found it interesting comparing Europe and America, and just like America is like Europe sort of, and Europe is like, it's got this conglomerate of countries, and America is like this conglomerate of states, and each state is almost like its own country because it's got enough of a population to be its own country. Most of the states in America, like California, New York, Texas, Illinois, like they have enough populations to be almost like their own country, you know? Anyway, so I specifically remember USA had more than 50 states and Europe had less than 50 states, right? I mean, countries. And I'm not sure if the amount of countries in Europe has changed, but that is actually something that has, not from the Mandela effect, but has actually changed, like as in, because they include different countries in Europe, so it's a little bit confusing. Anyway, so when I was looking at this Mandela effect thing, and then I saw one of them saying that all these people thought America had 52 states, but it has 50, that was when the penny dropped, and I was like, hold on, no, I'm really certain, I've recently looked this up, America had more than 50 states. Something is going on. Like, what the hell is going on, right? And since then, I've asked people how many states they think America has, and most people say 52. Can you believe that? Like, a lot of people agree with me. 52, I asked my parents. With the Kink TV show, we did a street quiz, and we asked, and the theme of it was Mandela Effect, and we were asking them questions about things like Sex and the City and Sex in the City and how many states the USA has. And we asked about, at random, about 10 people how many states they think the USA has. And I'm not kidding, about 7 out of 10 said 52. One or two said 50. And sorry, it was about 6 out of 10 said 52. Maybe two said 50. And two other ones said like 44 or 53 or something. But most people said 52, like what I thought. And it's just like, hello, people. Stop and listen to me right now. What the hell is going on with the amount of states in America changing? This is weird. This is just what is going on. And it's not written anywhere that it was 52 and then they reduced it to 50. It was just like, no, it's always been 50. And it's like, no, it hasn't always been 50. It hasn't. And so many people were agreeing with the 52 number. The same as the Sex in the City, the same as the Berenstain Bears. And so then obviously I was like, hold on, what the hell is going on with this Mandela effect? And so I hit the internet hard and looked into more and more and more Mandela effects, and there's heaps more of them. And everyone's like, what the hell? And it's like a bit of a viral sensation, this Mandela effect thing. And some guy even suggested, I remember in Australia in about April this year, we had a problem with our internet. I remember, like, literally, I have an internet service that barely ever cuts out, and all of a sudden, for a period of a few weeks, the internet was just crappy and like cutting in and out or something. Anyway, and this guy, this Aussie guy, was suggesting that literally the amount of searches on the Mandela effect was crashing the internet. Because it's like when you look into the Mandela effect, you don't just watch one video and go, oh, that's interesting, that's really strange. You go, what the hell is going on? And you bomb the internet and you just keep on looking at things and watching videos going, what is this Mandela effect? And that's what I did because it's so epic. Like, I've done it with conspiracies before, like where I've like been like, whoa, I've got to hit this topic and hit it hard, but nothing like the Mandela effect because this is so epic. This is so fundamentally big and life-changing, and so what the F is going on? It's so epic. It is the wildest conspiracy theory of all. Like, I don't even know if it's a conspiracy theory. It's so epic. It's the wildest occurrence, the wildest thing out there. Like, I've looked into things like aliens, and it's out there, you know. I've looked into things like ghosts, and it's out there. I've looked into things like people remembering past lives. I've looked into things like people as a spirit leaving their body and traveling around and coming back into their body. Okay, it's called astral projection. Okay, astral travel, remote viewing. These things are out there and they're hard to believe, but there's a lot of evidence to prove they exist. And I actually believe in them. I totally believe there's aliens. People who show me videos have filmed on their phone of aliens, right? I'm sorry, of UFOs. There's tons of videos of them on the internet. Something's definitely going on. It's not bullshit. And the researchers, just look at Art Bell. There's so much stuff going on. It's like the alien thing is this whole secret that everyone's just like, people aren't confronting because they're like, what the hell? They're ignoring it. They totally exist. And that's what's part of this podcast as well, is we'll be investigating these things further and further, and I'll be finding out what's going on and reporting on what I think the truth is. Anyway. That's why you should subscribe to it, because you should subscribe to this podcast because the truth will be coming out in this, and there'll be no holes barred. And this isn't a commercial thing. This is just a hobby. This would be just laying down truth of what's going on in this world. Because get excited, because life is really, really interesting and really, really exciting and really, really amazing. Anyway, so this Mandela effect. So I looked up some of the other ones. And there's more of them. Apparently, the Coke symbol has just changed. The Coke symbol Most people remember the Coke symbol having like a wavy line between the word Coca-Cola and a wavy line in the middle. Well, now it has a dot. And apparently all the way back into the 1800s, it's always had a dot. And a lot of people are like, well, that's strange. I remember the wavy line. That one to me isn't as epic as the amount of states in the USA changing. And when I did this street quiz on the Kink TV show, and we asked people on the street randomly, I'll tell you the Mandela effect questions we asked. We asked the one, like I said, the Sex in the City one, and a lot of people think of it as being Sex in the City. We asked the USA state thing, and a lot of people thought that USA had 52 states. We asked, what's it called? Snow White. Now, there's a famous scene in Snow White where the evil witch is talking to the mirror on the wall, and she says a line from it, and it's like a quoted line from the movie. This is a Disney version of Snow White. And so I'll just let you remember, what do you think the line is that the evil witch says to the mirror on the wall in Snow White? Can you remember what the line is? I'll give you the second half to it if you can't remember. She says, "Who's the fairest of them all?" But there's two halves to it. So what's the whole line? It ends with, "Who's the fairest of them all?" Now, what you're probably thinking is, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" And when we went and hit the streets and did this Kink Street quiz, most people answered this question. They had no problems answering it. Nearly everyone remembered it, which I found actually quite unusual. But guess how everyone remembered it as? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Like 9 out of 10 people said that, who were interviewed. Okay? And you might be wondering, why is that strange? Well, I'll tell you why it's strange. Because the line is, magic mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And in records and in the movie, and if you go back in time and history, it was always magic mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Now, what the hell is that? That is absolutely bizarre. Why does everyone remember it as being mirror, mirror on the wall? Like, how can everyone get that line wrong? And it's not like Sex in the City and the City, in and, if you say them quickly, you can get confused. But mirror, mirror on the wall is different to magic mirror on the wall. Bizarre. The other question we asked them, that's another Mandela effect, an epic one. Welcome to the rabbit hole. We're coming down the rabbit hole of life. Keep going down there, and it's just like, what is going on? The other one that was asked is the famous line out of Forrest Gump. Now, there's a famous line in Forrest Gump. It's not the one that says, "Run, Forrest, run." That's a popular one. Run, Forrest, run. Okay, that's a popular one. But there's another line in the movie that's very famous, and he talk and it's to do with chocolates. So, do you remember in Forrest Gump that line about chocolates? Yep. Like, remember it? Life and chocolates. Yeah. Life is like a box of chocolates. You remember that line? Okay. Most people we ask on the street, and most people who you ask that question to, they say life is like a box of chocolates. Well, guess what? That's not the answer. It's actually life was like a box of chocolates. Now, firstly, life was like a box of chocolates, just doesn't quite make sense. It doesn't quite sound right because he's talking about life and he's going, "My mum always said life is like a box of chocolates." It's like a little lesson, a little moral about life. And I agree with that line, by the way. Life absolutely is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. It's just like, what the hell? You don't know what you're going to get. You just live and you're like, what the hell? What the hell's going on? People can just float out of their bodies as spirits. What the hell's going on? Aliens are visiting the Earth. What the hell's going on? There's this Mandela effect where history is just changing. You really don't know what you're going to get. Get damn well excited. This is damn well exciting. This is amazing. You're living in a dream world. We're living in a dream, and things can just go wacky like a dream and stuff, but it doesn't have to be a nightmare. It could be an awesome, great dream. It's exciting. Reality can just change. Anyway, so most people, like 9 out of 10 people, said life is like a box of chocolates, but it's not. If you look back in old DVDs on your shelf, if you look back on old VHS tapes on your shelf, if you look back on videos on the internet, if you look back on the script that was written for the movie, it says life was like a box of chocolates. What the hell's going on? How weird's that? But that's not the line, and everyone remembers it being life is like a box of chocolates. Bizarre. Next one, this is a huge one, especially if you're a Star Wars fan. Do you remember that? This is another question we ask people on the street. Do you remember that line that Darth Vader said to Luke Skywalker? I think it's in Empire Strikes Back. Anyway, I'm not really a Star Wars nerd. I love the movies. It's got great information in it. Yeah, so that line that Darth Vader says to Luke Skywalker where they're fighting and he has that famous line and Darth Vader's like, he's breathing, he's like, and he says that famous line from the Star Wars movie. Can you remember it? Where he's like, I am your father, right? What's the first half of that line? So it ends in I am your father, but what's the first half of it, the first bit of it? Is it Luke? I am your father. That's how everyone remembers it as. Luke, I am your father. And when we ask people in the street, that's how a lot of people remember it as. And a lot of Star Wars nerds remember it as. And even when they show the dude, it's just epic with this Mandela effect. Anyway, but the line isn't that. The line is, no, I am your father. And not only has it changed from Luke, I am your father, it's changed to, no, I am your father. Like, there's not as much of a pause because there's not the whole breathing thing. And everyone remembers the line as being, Luke, I am your father, with a big pause and the weird breathing thing because Darth Vader has a breathing machine. And there's an Austin Powers movie where Mike Myers impersonates it and he goes, he turns to Austin and he goes, Austin, I am your father. And he says the line the same way we all remember the line being said because that's how it was bloody well was said. But it's not. Apparently it's just changed to know I am your father. And I was starting to pick up on these things in the past few years because, like I said, I keep on thinking about things about the past. And I remember watching a Star Wars movie, right? And I don't really remember things well, so I just pass it off and just... I remember watching it and seeing the scene where he goes, no, I'm your father. And I remember thinking, oh, is it that whole Luke, I am your father scene? Or whatever, and going, is it that big famous scene? I was like, that didn't seem that big and bold. Because it changes it when you go, no, I am your father. But when you go, Luke, I am your father. Like, it's epic. It's more like... But anyway, so I was starting to notice things and remember things. Like, I remembered where Japan was on the map. And I remember seeing it. And it was a lot further north than what I remember it being. And I was like, this is strange. And again, when I saw the Star Wars movie, I was like, oh, this is strange. And I think I might have even seen Snow White. And when they said magic mirror, I remember thinking, oh, it's strange, isn't it? Mirror, mirror. And there were some other things in my life that I remember. Anyway, just over the years, you slightly have these things where you go, oh, you're like a Sex and the City thing. Uh-huh. And you don't really click until you see them all put together and you really look at them and go, hold on, nah, something epic's going on. So anyway, over the past few years, like maybe one a year, I had something that was just like, oh, that was strange. I didn't know that was like that. And just little strange things. Anyway, so now it's all compiled together in the Mandela effect and like, whoa, no, this is what's really going on. Like apparently the spelling of Bruce Springsteen's name has changed. Everyone remembers it being spelt sort of the Jewish way, which is E-I-N at the end, whereas now it's double E-N at the end, which is kind of strange. And Pete Townsend's name is now Pete Townshend, which is pretty random. Or Townhend, when it was just Townend. Like, it's got a H there now. And a lot of people are like, what the hell? I remember it being... It's really bizarre. It's really bizarre. And a lot of people remember as well the position of Japan changing on the map to being further north. So it's just absolutely epic because there's so many more of them. And what's really weird is with stuff like... the Snow White, for example, all of them have changed to magic mirror on the wall. But there is one book that's a lady had an old book that didn't change, and it's on the internet, and it says, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" in the book. And the same with the Berenstain Bears and some other things. Even the Forrest Gump scene, I remember seeing one where he says, "Life is like a box of chocolates." Like, there's one, like, it seems like all these things have changed, but one or two little traces of them have still remained the same and haven't been affected by them. Like, there's a little glitch in the matrix, you know what I mean? And so there is a copy where, like, one where it says, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" And there is, like, what were some of the other ones? Oh, the Berenstain Bears. They're all now Berenstain, but there is, like, one, like, TV guide that says Berenstain Bears is on TV, and then and one book, front cover of a book that says Berenstain Bears. And there's also videos of people just talking about over the past 50 years, like someone who might mention Berenstain Bears just casually, like in a conversation, and they called it Berenstain Bears, not Stain. And the same as there's even like Tom Hanks, like quoting the famous line from the movie. He was a guest on the Late Late Show with James Corden, and he said, "Life is like a box of chocolates." Like, just when they'll play acting something out. And so he acted and he said that line in the movie, and he remember and so he just casually said, "Life is like a box of chocolates." So he remembers it being, "Life is like a box of chocolates," the same as me remembering it as, "Life is like a box of chocolates," same as Joe Blow, same as everyone. Yet they actually watched the footage, and now it's, "Life was like a box of chocolates." Totally bizarre. What is going on? And I remember when I looked into all this, I watched all this stuff, and coincidentally, I got sick at the same time, which is good because I got to take a few days off and watch some of these videos. Because it was just like, maybe I got sick because I just got overwhelmed by what the hell is going on in the world, because it was so epic because of this Mandela effect. Like, it was just like, what the hell? Like, it really blows your mind. Like, I've studied all these things. I think that if I hadn't looked into all these things, I might not even believe the Mandela effect. I might just say, you know what? It must be just everyone having bad memories and just pass it off. But it's only because I've seen so many bizarre out there things, and this world is so bizarre that I'm willing to actually sit down and think, you know, what is going on with this Mandela effect, and actually give it the time of day. So our reality has just changed. I don't know what to say. I mean, really, if you really, really look into it, people are saying that we live in, like, the Matrix world, right? Like a computer simulation world, and people can just, whoever's controlling it, maybe aliens or whatever, can just change the Matrix, and so they can change things like the name of a title of a movie or something. But it's really strange, these changes that have been made. There seem to be very out of all the changes that have been made, they all seem to be bad changes. Like, I don't think there's improvements on the logos that have been changed. I don't think there's improvements on the lines in the movies that have been changed. Like, "Mirror, mirror on the wall" sounds better, you know, and "Life is like a box of chocolates" sounds better. They all seem to be slight changes for the worse. And so it could be changes to the matrix we live in. Because I heard some scientists say that, like, if you look at what our world is made of, it actually comes down to being some sort of binary code, which just looks like a computer code for a game. So we are living in some sort of, like, stuck in some sort of computer game world. It's like like the Matrix, basically, the Matrix movie. Others are suggesting there are things like parallel universes, and they've collided or they've broken apart. Like, parallel universes have gotten confused. Like, there's two universes that are almost exactly the same, and one of them's broken off and changed, and one of them hasn't. It's absolutely bizarre. No one really has a definite explanation of what's going on because it's so out there and it's just so bizarre and there's no answers to it. It's just like, what the hell's going on? I remember one time talking to a Scientologist and who was talking about her dad, who the dad is a sort of higher level Scientologist, and he had to shave. He was at the big church place in America called Flag, and he had an event to go to, and he had to shave, and his electric shaver had no power, it wasn't working. He didn't have a charger for it or something, so he was trying to use his shaver, but it had no power, so he was screwed because he wanted to shave for this special event. And because of our thoughts can be powerful, and because he was a sort of high level Scientologist and he'd done more spiritual stuff, he's more powerful. Apparently, he just, I don't know what he did, but he just thought really hard, or he just really wished that his electric shaver would start working. And it did. It just switched on, and suddenly it had full power. But he couldn't even control it with the on and off switch. It just suddenly started working with full power. And so you didn't even need to turn it on and off. It was just working, right? So basically, it was in the off switch position, but it just turned on, right? And so he had a shave and he couldn't turn it off. Like, it stayed running for 3 days after that. Oh, sorry. I don't know. It could have been more than 3 days, but it was like at least 3 days it ran, 3 days straight, this electric shaver was running. Because he couldn't turn it off by putting it in the off position, it just kept on running. Now, what the hell is that? It just suddenly has infinity power. You can just keep on running. There's many occurrences of bizarre things that happen in this world that go on that are uncommon, but everyone's had some sort of experience. His one is a bit more normal because he's done spiritual counseling and he's more powerful with his thoughts and stuff. He sort of has a bit more of an explanation for why the electric shaver did that, but it is kind of bizarre. And I remember when I heard that your thoughts can change things, when I started to discover that was a possibility, I noticed that I remember every 6 months or so I'd have to buy a new toothbrush because the bristles would get old. And I remember I went on holiday to Thailand, and just before I went away, my toothbrush was getting kind of old, and I thought, oh, should I replace it, or should I just use this crappy toothbrush for this trip and then get a new one when I get back? And I thought, oh, no, I'll just keep this for the trip and just, use it on its last dregs while I was on the trip and then throw it out or something. And actually, I could probably get a new toothbrush at one of the hotels or something because they give away free toothbrushes or something. So I took it on the trip with me and got back to Melbourne, and the toothbrush was in fantastic condition. Like, the bristles were all stiff. Like, it wasn't like it was worn down. I remember brushing my teeth with them, going, oh, this toothbrush is stiff. Like, it's firm. It wasn't all like worn down. And do you know how toothbrushes can look like a bird's nest and be all messy? And anyway, so I was like, what the hell? Like, I looked at the toothbrush and I was like, did I somehow switch to my, because I know I had a brand new toothbrush as well. That's why before I went on the trip, I was like, should I switch to the new toothbrush or not? Because I bought a two pack, and so I had that somewhere at home. I had the brand new one, right? And I didn't. I just decided to go with the old one for the trip. So when I came back and I started brushing my teeth with this awesome toothbrush, I thought, oh, is this my brand new toothbrush? Like, did I accidentally switch? Why is this toothbrush suddenly like brand new again? So did I switch it with, have I thrown out the old one? I don't know why. Or has someone else thrown out their old one and accidentally grabbed the brand new one? So I went and checked and I still had the brand new one, right? Wasn't touched. It was still sort of in its package. So miraculously, my aging toothbrush suddenly had hard bristles and was like, it was new again. And I have no explanation for it. So I thought that was strange. And I continued using the toothbrush. And then 3 years later, using the same, still using the same toothbrush, it was just like, this toothbrush is invincible. Like this, it's not dying. It's just, what the hell is going on? So, and at this stage, I was aware of his thoughts have power. So I was aware that I actually could have made a thought, you know. Sorry, I did make the thought. Yeah, I did make the thought. Before I went away on the trip to Thailand and I grabbed my old toothbrush, I said, oh, this toothbrush will be good. You know, like I hope this toothbrush like stays good for a while, or, you know, or I had the thought something like, you know, I'm sick of having to buy new toothbrushes. I wish they just lasted forever, or something like that. So I had that thought. I just casually had it, you know, before I went on the trip. And totally. The toothbrush was totally fine for the trip. And even when I came back to Melbourne for years, it was still fine. And so it was really bizarre, because it was just like, at this time I was studying how your mind can make things happen in the universe. And that was my little powerful spiritual thing I'd done, is I'd made this toothbrush just not age, and its bristles not age. And so that was kind of exciting. And there were some other things I'd done that were like, a song would finish playing and I'd have the thought on my computer like, oh, I want this other song to play. I just feel like I'd want it to play, and just suddenly it would start playing, and I'd be like, wow, that was pretty amazing. It happened as a once off, I remember. It was really bizarre. I was like, wow, that song played, wow. So the toothbrush, the handle on the toothbrush was getting like kind of old. But the bristles were fucking fine. You know what I mean? The handle was getting worn down. You know what I mean? But the bristles was fine. Which is bizarre, because usually, like, I'd have to get a new toothbrush every 8 months and the bristles would be all worn out. Anyway, so then, because I had that two pack, like I said, like about 2 years ago now, I probably threw out that invincible toothbrush, because I was like, well, this, t I was like, you know, this is all the evidence I need. Like, I don't need to keep on using this anymore. Like, the handle's getting pretty old. And it's like, I know for certain that this toothbrush is just incredible and lasting forever, and its bristles are hard forever, and that's all the evidence I need. And I remember this toothbrush and its bristles aging, starting to get worn out, and then suddenly reverting back to being brand new and being fine ever since. Like, I remember, you know, it's just bizarre. So I just threw it out and was just like, screw this, I'll throw it out and I'll just use the next new one. And I'm like, you know, this other one's probably going to be lasting forever again, so I'll just revert to this new one. So I've been using the second one, and it's lasted again for ages, and absolutely no problem with the bristles. So yeah, it looks like it's doing the same thing. It's like I've got like some superpower ability that like, from now on, I'm never going to have to replace my toothbrushes. They just last for ages. And I also noticed that from the way I drive my car tires are also holding up really, really well for how much stress I put them through and all this sort of stuff, yet they're not getting worn out. Like, they're lasting for ages. It's very interesting. That's bizarre, isn't it? Like, what's going on there? That's bizarre. But back to the Mandela effect. Like, this is just like, see how it's just like, this world is just so bizarre. So some people are saying that, yeah, it's like we live in a matrix world, and if whoever controls it have been changing things in this world, and there's been glitches in the matrix, like in the Matrix movie where they say, he says deja vu, and when he sees the two black cats. And they're like, oh, it's a change in the matrix. What the hell, deja vu? It's like a little glitch, a little stuff up in the matrix that, like, they change something like the name of a movie, and everyone's like, oh, I remember the movie to be called something else. It's just bizarre. And some say it's like the parallel universes or something, whatever the parallel universe theory is. It's like there's infinite amounts of universes that are like our one, but just slightly different, and somehow two of them collided or separated, which is what, I don't know what the hell that is. And then other people are saying that you constantly jump from one universe to another universe, a lot of people actually change from one universe to the other universe, and like, they don't even notice. Like, they'll walk, they'll leave their house, for example, and they'll walk past a big tree. And then the next day, suddenly that tree is not there, and there was never a tree there. And it's like, what, where the hell did that tree go? And it's just like that person just accidentally slips in and out of this universe. And I noticed some things like that as well. Like, there's the whole Sex in the City thing, but that's like a more popular, common sort of thing. But I noticed personal experiences in my life of things changing that were just like, what the hell? Like, for example, I remember when I was studying at the Church of Scientology, I remember there once just near, there was a water fountain, and I'd always go there for to get a cup of water. And one day I noticed there was a door just near it, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I never remember there being a door there. That's kind of bizarre. Like, I just, that's funny. There's a door there. I never remember there being a door there. But you sort of pass these things off as like, I don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe I just remember wrong. But, you know, it's something to do with this Mandela effect, and something to do with changing universes. And I also remember specifically near my stepdad's house, he has a road, and it has, at the moment, it has two speed humps on it. One before a corner and one just after, to slow people down before this corner so they don't, people don't speed around. Now, my stepdad and my mum says that, yeah, there was always speed humps there, right? But my memories of it was there was more than just two speed humps, and my brother thinks as well that there was more than two speed humps. Now, I noticed this speed hump thing about 6 months ago, and this is again where I do that thing where I always think of the past, and it's like, why am I doing this? But it's like God's getting me to like go think, no, remember there were speed humps there, you know, like, or look into your universe, see, work out what's going on, wake up, you know, wake up to this world. Anyway, so 6 months ago, I remember driving along this road near his house and noticing that there was only two speed humps, right? But I always remember there being like four speed humps. And the reason I remember it was because at the moment there's a speed hump before the corner and after the corner. And that's reasonable. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, fair enough. The council's put in a speed hump there to slow people down for speeding. But I remember there was actually another two speed humps further up the road. And the reason why it really pissed me off, and the reason I remember them, was because it was a good road, and it was just like, why the hell are the council putting in these extra speed humps? And why are they ruining our roads by putting in stupid speed humps? And why are our taxpayer money going to the council just putting in freaking speed humps? It's just like, you know, what are you going to do? Put speed humps on every road? Like, you can't, you know, like, they put speed cameras and they do all these stupid attempts to stop people from speeding. It's just like, look, one person dies because it's just like you can't stop people from dying on the road. So you just try and chuck speed humps everywhere. So I remember specifically being pissed off and avoiding taking this road because there was four speed humps along it. You know what I mean? And it just ruined this road because it was a good sort of little sort of shortcut. Anyway, so I remember noticing 6 months ago that there was only two speed humps there, and I remember being like, oh, great, good, just where I wanted those speed humps removed, they were removed. I was like, good, the council came to their senses and someone probably complained. And I mentioned it to my mum. I was like, oh, you remember how there used to be speed humps there or something like that? And she was like, nah, there was always only two speed humps there. And I was like, nah, there used to be two other ones, remember? Like, and it was. And she was like, nah. And so I actually went in the car with her because I thought it was such a bizarre thing. Went in the car with her and we drove to the section. I go, I remember there was speed humps like here, and it was a pain in the ass going over them. And she was like, nah, there was never speed humps there. And I was like, what the hell? So her memories are that there was never speed humps there. My stepdad's memories was that there was, well, his ones were that there were, their memories were that there was only two. Right, mine was that there was four. My brother's was that there was like four. He remembers it as well. And this is again the Mandela effect of like, what the hell is going on? Like, this is just bizarre. And so when it happened 6 months ago, I just passed it off as me having a bad memory or my mum having a bad memory. And again, it was just a thing where you're just like, what the hell? Like, you just don't know what to think. Then another thing happened as well in my own life where I have Chinese neighbors. Well, right now they're Chinese, but they could have been Japanese. This is how bizarre this Mandela effect is. Okay, so I always remember my neighbors looked Asian, and you know you always just call them Chinese. They're like, they're Chinese, like they got that look going on. And if someone's Japanese, you can't really tell. Anyway, so I remember we always had Asian neighbors. We always had Chinese neighbors. And then so I mentioned that they were Chinese, and my mum years ago said no, they're Japanese, and they have a Japanese restaurant. And then I was like, oh. Oh, they're Japanese. Oh, yeah. Okay. I guess I can't really tell the difference between a Chinese and a Japanese person. And I guess it makes sense because they drive Toyota cars and they sort of, I don't know, I just thought, yeah, okay. They seem Japanese. Okay. But I thought it was strange because I was like, I don't even know they were Japanese. I always thought they were Chinese. And then just within the past 2 years, I mentioned how they were Japanese, and my mum suddenly said, "No, they're Chinese. They've always been Chinese." And I was like, "What the hell?" I thought they were Japanese. I thought you corrected me on that years ago and told me they were Japanese. Now they're suddenly just Chinese. She was like, "No, they're Chinese and they're not Japanese." She goes, "Yeah, they're Chinese and they've got a Chinese restaurant." I was like, "What the hell?" And so again, there was a Mandela effect where I definitely remember it being Japanese and being corrected for thinking that they were Chinese, and now suddenly they're just Chinese. So you think that you just got a bad memory and stuff, but then when you see things like the Forrest Gump movie and the amount of states that USA has and a Darth Vader line, and all these people think there's 52 states in America, right? What do you say to that sort of stuff? Like, this is not people just remembering things wrong. This is not. I'm telling you, like, 7 out of 10 people were saying USA has 52 states. They didn't say 53. One person said 51. But 7 out of 10 was 52. I specifically remember within the past 2 years looking up and going and remember thinking, because if it was 50 states, I would have said, okay, America has 50 states. It's easy to remember it's 50. But I remember thinking, I remember looking it up and I remember it being America definitely has more than 50 states. And it could have been 53, 52, or 51, right? But like, it was sort of like 52 or something. But my memory was, it was parked in my mind that it was more than 50. Right? But anyway, but now it's suddenly 50 states. So what the hell is the deal with that? Doesn't make any sense. Just bizarre. And there's heaps of other Mandela effects. So what sort of world are we living in where suddenly, I mean, what are they going to say? Suddenly, man walked on the moon in 1968, not 1969? You know? And also, some people remember the guy, Gene Wilder from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That movie, right? He died apparently this year or last year. And I kind of remember him hearing that he died like back in 2012. And I think other people have similar memories. So there's lots of Mandela effects. And it's just like, what is going on? And it's really, really bizarre. It's just totally the strangest thing ever. It means that, like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I don't know if powerful spiritual people have intentionally changed big things to try and wake people up. So people go, what the hell's going on? And they hit the YouTube and they start studying and they listen to podcasts like this, and everyone's like, what the hell is this world we're living in? Because it's just kind of like a mass consciousness thing. It wakes everyone up because everyone's going, what the hell's going on? Everyone researches this and they're just like, what are we living in? I don't know if it's that, if it's actually a good thing, it's being done by good people to help wake us up. Or if it's actually a bad thing being done by bad people or aliens or whatever, or people outside of this dimension or whatever. I don't know if it's a bad thing, right? Because The reason why it can be construed as a bad thing is because if you've got this world full of all these people and they start noticing things being different to what they remembered, they get a little bit confused and go, what the hell? And go, oh, I must have bad memory. Oh, I must have bad memory. And then they see another thing a few months later that was like, oh, I didn't think it was that. Oh, I must have bad memory. I must be a dumbass. I must have bad memory. And it makes everyone get a little bit confused. And it makes lots of people doubt their own memories. Now, and then you can put out studies and stuff like that saying people suffer from bad memory syndrome or whatever, and it can be used by evil people in a negative way to control people on Earth, by intentionally changing reality. Let's say you have the ability to control reality and you intentionally change it, you can use that in a way to just keep people dumb. Because if you got someone who's like a freedom fighter and they doubt their own memory, then they're more likely to go, oh, okay, oh well, I'm not going to protest because I can't even remember things correctly, I'm pretty dumb. But also, and it's epic, and because also you can change things. Like, for example, let's say you could change the American Constitution to say, like, it starts with small things like these movies, but then it could be a big thing to change the American Constitution that says, Congress shall only make some laws controlling the amount of firearms the public can have. Do you know what I mean? Like something that's actually big. And so then suddenly people are reading out on the news saying, well, and politicians saying, well, we are allowed to pass some laws, as it says in the Constitution, some laws that say we can ban guns. And then people go, what the hell? I don't remember ever saying it. And they open up their book and they read the Constitution. And they go, what the hell? It says you can pass some laws. Well, what the hell? And then they go, well, I remember those lines from Forrest Gump being wrong. I remember, I mean, my memory is just dodgy. And then they don't fight it. But only people like me and people who are just like, no, these things are definitely remembered, would go, no, someone's changed reality. What the hell is going on? This Constitution said this, and I'm not putting up with this. So this could all be some sort of plan by, or some sort of conspiracy by evil people. To start off with small things like movies and all these sort of things to get people to doubt their memory, and then you can hit them with the big things and really change this world. It basically makes it easier to institute the New World Order if you can just change reality like that. But you can only do it bits and pieces and slowly, otherwise this whole society will just flip over. So basically, this Mandela effect is either a really good thing or a really bad thing. And I'm actually leaning towards a really good thing because it makes me realize, that this reality is something that can just be changed. And it's your thoughts really can make reality. It's the big secret, you know? So if you want to look up more stuff on the Mandela effect, go to the Kink TV show's YouTube channel. And there's a news report I did on it, and there's also the street quiz that we did, where you can see the footage of people's answers to questions, and watch a lot of the other videos on the Mandela effect and look into it. And I haven't really found a good explanation for it, but I think it's exciting. I think it represents that we're living in some sort of dream world, and it is really out there, and it is just the biggest mind-blowing thing I've ever come across, in all my researchings into what's going on in the world. And I've heard another, I think Max Egan, a big Australian conspiracy theorist, he also mentions that he thinks, in the 40 years he's been researching, corrupt governments and all these conspiracy theories, he thinks the Mandela effect's the biggest thing he's ever come across. He thinks it's just like, what the hell? It is epic. It is epic. And, I say things where you come in and out of this reality. Just the other day, I had something happen where my TV remote just disappeared. Suddenly just gone. And then the next day it was suddenly back again. And I looked for it and I couldn't find it. The next day it was suddenly back where it was supposed to be. And I was like, what the hell? Supposed to be on the coffee table. The next day it was just suddenly on the coffee table again. And I was like, where the hell did this come from? I asked people who I live with, and they didn't find it and put it back or anything. It just somehow appeared back. Something weird is going on. Something weird about you change universes and realities and stuff like that. I think it's good, and I think keep your thoughts positive, and you can just make reality into some sort of good reality or whatever you want it to be. Anyway, really, really interesting. So that's it for this podcast, all about the Mandela Effect. Check it out. If you're in Melbourne, check out the Kink TV show every Friday night on Channel 31. Or just look it on YouTube. Thanks for listening. I've been your host, Andy Nolch, the Space Cowboy, protecting freedom for you and me. Signing out. Ni hao!